WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court is hearing a challenge to Louisiana's congressional maps and whether race can be used as a factor in drawing electoral districts. Janae Nelson with the NAACP's Legal Defense Fund.
My opponents' late-breaking and recordless facial and as-applied challenges seek a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos.
The outcome could flip some states from blue to red. Day 15 of the shutdown, and many government workers won't get paychecks. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski.
It's important that there still be good faith discussions between Republicans and Democrats.
New measles outbreak among kids in South Carolina is raising concerns. Dr. Ashley Gardner at Parkside Pediatrics in Spartanburg.
The miscommunications that can happen sometimes lead to a decrease in vaccine rates.
CDC says measles vaccine is safe and effective. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 93.5 The Tap.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding residents to be on the lookout for deer at this time of year. According to a press release, drivers are at a greater risk of crashing into a deer in October and November as hunting seasons get underway and the hours of daylight decreases. There were over 17,000 crashes involving deer last year, about a third of which occurred in October and November. St. Croix County in the northwest Wisconsin region also saw the third highest total of deer-related crashes last year, with nearly 800. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is reminding residents to get caught up on their utility bills before the winter heating moratorium begins. Each year from November 1st to April 15th, utility companies are prohibited from disconnecting heating services for non-payment. They are not, however, required to restart services for residents who have fallen behind on their bills. Residents with outstanding utility bills should contact their providers to make payment arrangements or apply for financial assistance before the winter moratorium begins. Xcel Energy officials are warning residents of a notable increase in their natural gas prices this year. According to company officials, residential natural gas customers will see their monthly bill increase by about 15%. For the average customer, the rate hike will see their natural gas bill increase from about $112 to about $129. Xcel Energy officials say about half of the increased cost is due to the higher cost of natural gas, and the other half is a result of an increase in infrastructure and other related costs. At their meeting earlier this month, the Menominee City Council approved the hiring of 3 new full-time firefighters, or EMTs, to help address critical staffing shortages. Fire department officials say staffing shortages have forced them to heavily rely on overtime to meet demand. The 3 new positions will cost a total of about $330,000. The city council also approved a new 5-year agreement between the City of Menominee and the Menominee Rural Fire Emergency Medical Services District, which will run through 2030. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Dodgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Dodgers winning Game 2 of the National League Championship Series 5-1 over the Brewers. L.A. now up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. So what's the solution? The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know? So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle in Game 3.
Game 3 tomorrow night in L.A. at 5:08. NFL, the Packers trying to figure out why they've given up 60 points in the fourth quarter in just the first 5 games of the season.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? They got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up 10 minutes off the clock. I don't know. Does that gas you out?
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any light showers or sprinkles coming to an end as we'll see plentiful clouds out there for your Wednesday. East winds and highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, showers looking likely as they develop once again. Temperatures dropping to near the 50-degree mark. Right now, it's 48.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW political science professor Barry Burton and Professor Charles Franklin, the pollster from MU Law School. We discuss the shifts in Trump's approval ratings and the divide within Dems. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up for the last half an hour of the show, we lighten it up as usual with Audio Sorbet. Today's question is, guys, do you pedicure? That is the question for today's Audio Sorbet. Do you manicure and pedicure? Do you pedicure? This is guy specific.
I pet dogs. I pet cats. But I don't know if I pedicure.
We'll talk about that. our coming up after the... Thank you, Calvin. Coming up after the 10:30 news. We'll end the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Mothman Cometh edition, so stay tuned for that. Wanted to start off with a little discussion about the No Kings protest, which is set for this Saturday around the country.
Yes.
The last one that they had, which was, what, a month ago? A little more than a month ago?
I think a little bit more. No,
a little more than a month. Got millions of people turning out.
That happened actually in, no, June.
Oh, it was in June.
It was June.
It was in June. But yes, there is another No Kings rally set for this Saturday all across the country. And the Republicans are not happy about this.
Really, Jane? Oh, my God.
No, it's this is people who hate it's people who hate America, Greg.
Oh, it's that simple. It's that cut and dry. There's no... No nuance, no details, no gray, no nothing. It's just you hate America.
Tom Emmer told Maria Bartiromo on Faux News, these guys are playing to the most radical, small, violent base in the country. You will see them on Saturday. They just do not love this country. There have been protests ongoing in a number of cities around the country, especially in Portland.
Oh, my goodness.
Lots going on in Portland. If you watch any social media, you have seen people dressed up in inflatable costumes.
Yes.
Lots of frogs.
Lots of frogs.
Lots of frogs in inflatable frog costumes.
Which is funny because that like whole edgelord 4chan movement used a frog for
Peppy.
Their... Yep. Yeah. Wow.
I know that.
I feel... Are they taking it back? We're taking it back?
Reclaiming frogs.
Because honestly, if it's Pepe the Frog, the Republicans are ready to deport Pepe the Frog, then they're going to get rid of them. They're going to keep them. They're ours.
Stephen Colbert's show had a little response from what they're calling the Portland Frogs. Because again, Republicans very, very upset about the protests going on in Portland with people dressed up as inflatable animals. So as the opening for the Colbert Show, Calvin, let's play that clip, please. The Portland Frogs fight back.
And now a response from the leader of the frog resistance.
with a naked bike ride. Our city will stand up to fashion. The T-Rex and me.
It was hilarious.
Yes, and I must say, to the Hillsboro Hops or the Portland Pickles, the two minor league teams in Portland, please next season have one night be the Portland Frogs.
The Portland Frogs.
That would be amazing.
They got a big following.
Huge. There's hop big, into that game.
Big following. We bring this up.
Yeah.
Because again, we're hearing pretty much the whole, we're hearing the same line now from Republicans about this No Kings rally on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's people who hate America.
Yeah.
I know people who are going to this rally. I'm pretty sure they don't hate America.
Well, just to give a bit, you know, we were talking about the numbers here, and there was, you know, it was all over the country. It was in more than 2,100 towns. It was cities across the U.S. They estimate between 5 to 6 million people took part in these protests, these peaceful protests through the streets of this country all over America. And I bring that up because I will never forget this one number that came up when we were looking at all of the different rallies in Wisconsin. Because we had someone call saying, I'm a blue dot in a red wave. And that's not true. I don't think so. There are people out there in your neighborhood who think like you just don't know them. And maybe some people are
they might be afraid to say something.
But these are not only great ways to voice your opposition against the powers that be, but it's also great for connecting with people who think alike, who can come together and share and feel safety. But the point is that in Spooner, Wisconsin, in June, at the No Kings rally, we're talking, you know, LA had great numbers, Chicago had great numbers, Milwaukee had great numbers.
Yep.
Spooner, Wisconsin, think about this. Spooner, Wisconsin had 300 people at their rally. That is mind-blowing and beautiful, and I love that. And those people do not hate America.
No.
And if your gut reaction is to see people marching through the streets for a better country, if your first thought is they hate us, that's something for you to deal with. Because at the very least, you should be saying, I support their right to march. I support their right to speak.
It's the First Amendment.
That is the basic fabric of this country we've been talking about for 200 and almost 50 years at this point. And it absolutely infuriates me that our, quote, leaders are getting up there and just flippantly saying they hate America. What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure most of the folks who were planning to go to the No Kings rally on Saturday do not hate America.
Because those folks who are marching, whether you like it or not, and I'm talking to the MAGA supporters who are people who own the HVAC companies and people who work plumbing and people who have a desk job and people who are the cops and whomever is giving us your time right now, and thank you very much, even though you disagree with us, they're marching for you too. Because this affects all of us. We talk about it all the time, and I'm kind of getting tired of saying it, but it's the truth. At the end of the day, we're all the same in their eyes. None of us are billionaires. None of us are millionaires, most likely. We don't have the ability to pay for a congressman, buy legislation.
Buy a Supreme Court justice.
Take a billionaire to lunch. We are hardworking folks. Whether you're middle class, working class, you're working poor, wherever you are, we are the same in that sense, and they're marching for you because your rights are just as important as theirs, and if you don't want to march, that's fine, but they're doing the heavy lifting. They do not hate America. They love this country, and they should be celebrated.
Absolutely. Saturday's No Kings rally, we're hearing the same message coming from Republicans that everyone who attends is all Antifa, that hates America.
Mm-hmm.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was asked yesterday about some of the, looks like, really extreme behavior by ICE,
yes,
especially in Chicago.
Yes.
And the way they are treating some protesters there. There was a minister who was protesting outside of an ICE facility who was not engaged in violence. He was standing outside the facility with several other people, and they shot him in the head with a pepper ball.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Johnson was asked about that. Calvin, we have a clip from the Speaker of the House. Can we play that clip, please, from Mike Johnson?
Demand oversight on federal law enforcement. Well, I've not seen them cross the line yet, and that we have
talking about ICE
jurisdiction who have that responsibility, but it's not risen to that level. What I've seen is the abuse of law enforcement by radical leftist activists. You know, most recently, the most threatening thing I've seen yet was the naked bicyclers in Portland who were protesting ICE down there. I mean, it's getting really ugly.
don't dispute it was their right to been ugly.
Hey.
As part of the naked bike ride.
We're all beautiful.
Well, sure. But that's your biggest concern.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of naked people, and it was raining last weekend in Portland. It was cold.
Yeah.
Tom Hartman's talked about it on his show.
Yeah.
It was rainy and cold, and yet the people in Portland, keep Portland weird, came out for a naked bike ride. All mm-hmm. they did was ride their bicycles.
Yep.
They weren't threatening anybody. They weren't armed. It was kind of easy to tell.
But Jane, we got to remember that as you speak to, you refer to him as Speaker Moses Mike Johnson. This is a man who has an app on his phone with his son where they can police their each other's phone usage on what websites they go mm-hmm. to. I have no doubt in my mind that the idea of people bicycling unclothed through the streets of Portland is a horrifying image to him.
Yes.
Or unlock some other image that I don't want to get into right now. But still, come on, though. I mean, even from your side of it, like you could say the amount of babies being murdered by abortion. You could say so many things, but no, the naked bike ride is the thing in the moment. It is, by the way,
it's crossing the line, Greg.
By the way, Jane, let's just make a point here. If the naked bike ride through Portland is one of the key aspects that represents the horrific nature of Antifa, what does that really say about Antifa?
Right. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. If you're planning on going this Saturday, yes. We would love to hear from you. Brett in Brown Deer texting and listening on WAUK. I will be at the protest again. If I didn't love my country, I wouldn't have served it for 12 years. In the U.S. Army has been fighting fascism for 250 years. Thank you, Brett.
And thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
Truly.
Absolutely.
Truly. Truly.
855-752-4842. Jean from Eau Claire on the line. Good morning, Jean. What do you want to say about this?
Oh, thank you so much for covering it. Great show today, guys. You know, all of the people that are out there in the numbers, you can't pay that many people to protest.
Right?
Yeah.
And they do not want people to see that their brothers and sisters and their neighbors and cousins and everybody's out there saying, we don't like this. Then maybe they'll start doubting some of the lies that are told to them. And in addition, I think don't many states you have to have a license to practice medicine? Because I don't think those two yahoos have them in the White House. So thank you and keep up the great work and go, guys. Thank you for protesting. Bye.
Thanks a lot, Jean. Appreciate it.
I will have the No Kings website on the show notes for you today if you want to find out what's going on. There are, seriously, just look at the map. The dots on the map for all the events happening this weekend at the event. Also, it's a great, I mean, I'm going to use this as a plug real quick. Get the Civic Media app, put it on your device. If you're at the protest this weekend, seriously, take pictures and text them into us. Like, not even just the show, to the network. We want to see what's going on.
Absolutely.
If you see something happening, take video, send it to us. We will, and if it's important we need to talk about, we will talk about it.
The other thing, though, and it's, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
If you see someone mm-hmm. acting out.
Yes.
Trying to start violence.
Mm-hmm.
You got to step in and stop it.
Well, and also I know, I'm pretty sure, I'm like 99% sure that the No Kings website has ways to deal with those who are trying to be agitators. There are methods, you know, people will stop their movement so they can, you can see, oh, these individuals who aren't moving aren't part of this. That this person is causing, these people are causing the problem. Take that into heart because in a movement like this, for such a huge event, they are going to be looking for anything
yes.
to say, look,
they're
thugs,
violent.
The violence,
yes.
the Antifa, all that stuff. So yes. we keep it peaceful, we keep it moving, and also keep it respectful.
And keep it light.
Yeah, have fun. Make a cool sign.
Get an inflatable frog costume.
Put some sparkles on your sign.
I'm thinking about unicorn.
Jane, if
see
you get
if
a...
I can,
oh, Jane.
See if I can find one before Saturday.
Oh!
We'll continue this on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and we will be right back.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and our resident young person, Calvin, on the board, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are talking about the No Kings rally that is set for this Saturday. Republicans pretty much uniformly saying these are all people who hate America that are going to be out on Saturday. I don't know that that's exactly accurate. Carolyn in Heartland texting in, yes, we will be in Oconomowoc at 11 o'clock and then Waukesha at 1 p.m. for No Kings. Dan from Wausau listening on WXCO says, bring your American flag to the protest and show how we love America. Make sure no one disrespects it.
Absolutely.
Julie in Wausau, I will definitely be at the No Kings protest on Saturday in Wausau. I think the most patriotic thing we can do is to hold our country accountable to the ideals voiced in our Constitution. Well said, Julie.
Absolutely. That well was wonderfully said. Yeah. I hope all of you have the Civic Media app. And or you know what, honestly, like even if you don't have it, I'm not trying
to take a picture.
Take a picture and you can text it to us as well. It's that easy. It's that simple. We just want to see all the events. And yes, a lot of coverage will happen in the big cities, but I want to see those small towns. I want to see those villages, unincorporated areas, the kind of turnout. If I see three people in a place as a population of 300, I'm going to be like, yes, here we go. Because that's what makes it special. And I would love to know between the election to January to June I'd love to see the election to the inauguration to June's protest to now how many people who voted for Donald Trump are now joining that movement saying, nope, don't say you are wrong. I'm not needing that. As Will Westmoreland said, just say you were lied to. And that's when the work starts.
Yep.
There, I would love to see how many people are there with signs saying, It's me. I'm the problem. It was me. And they're there to be a part of the solution.
Pam Bondi.
Oh, God. Why did we were having fun.
Pam Bondi, our attorney general.
And congressional yeller at her.
Yes. Said on, I believe it was Faux News. What a shock. Quote, "This is one of the things about Antifa. They're very organized. You're seeing people with thousands of signs that all match. Someone is funding it. We're going to get to the root of Antifa, and we're going to find and charge all of these people who are causing this chaos." Yep, Pam, I got a little tip for you. If you actually go to the No Kings website, which mm-hmm. we will include in our show notes, mm-hmm. They have a list of suggestions for signs.
Mm-hmm.
They're not being printed up and handed out like the ones that were handed out at Donald Trump's rallies that said mass deportation now. Like, those were printed up and funded.
Correct.
But I think people are making their own signs.
Yes. And the other thing that's important about these types of protests that are, well, all over the place but connected by one group, essentially, is that the language has to be right. Because if we see incendiary, vulgar,
hateful
language, it sullies the message, and they become, that sign becomes the story, not the movement. So they want it's to stay on brand and stay on message, and but also have some fun. Put some sparkles on there. Maybe someone should go buy a unicorn costume at a store today, Jane, and expense it to the company because it's called research.
Walmart has an inflatable Joyfy inflatable costume unicorn for $33.99.
I will give a lot of money to charity to see that image. I'm not going to lie to you. But yeah, it's anything they can do. And honestly, like, it's just, it's exhausting. And unfortunately, as Andrew Watkins once has said before, this is not the fringe, people. These are our leaders.
Yes.
And they have the voice and the platform, and we have to listen to them incessantly drone on about lies and misgivings, misinformation, disinformation, you pick it. This is how you stand up. Period.
Scott Bessent.
Yuck. Another one.
Said, quote, "This crazy No Kings rally this weekend, which is going to be the farthest left, the hardest core, the most unhinged in the Democratic Party, which is a big title." Scott Bessent said, "No Kings equals no paychecks," unquote.
I thought a federal government shutdown equals no paychecks.
So unless we give Donald Trump unlimited powers to do everything that he wants to do, which he thinks he can pretty much do anyway,
mm-hmm.
nobody gets paid.
I don't understand what that means.
So are we just give him a crown?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, we'll just give him a Nobel Peace Prize. Just give him one.
Mm-hmm.
Just find something.
The groups of people who are like, participation awards are making us soft, really want to give this guy a lot of participation awards. So, I don't even know. I'll give Scott Bessent one piece of credit. He at least referred to it as the Democratic Party, not the Democrat Party.
Good point.
But I don't know what that means. I mean, the hardest, like, what does it say? The farthest left, the hardest core, which I hate that same sentence, the most unhinged in the Democratic Party. I can't wait for some 74-year-old grandma to be like, look at Betty. Betty is the farthest left, Jeannie from Eau Claire, the hardest left, the worst
crazy.
Of core.
Just crazy.
The Democratic Party of titles, the no kings of equal paychecks. I'm just, whatever. It's just word salad and blah.
This is our opportunity to buy silly inflatable costumes and wear them in public, and it's not Halloween.
I'm talking to you, upper management. Expense this one. We're doing research.
Inflatable unicorn costumes, I think, for everyone.
Yes.
We have news coming up next, and then when we return, we will lighten it up with audio sorbet, so stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. But it's you.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is warning residents that cybersecurity attacks are becoming more common, in part thanks to the growth of artificial intelligence. At a hearing last week, DOJ officials and cybersecurity experts from Microsoft and Google warned that the use of generative AI is making it easier for hackers to attack government databases, which hold valuable personal information about residents. They also say Wisconsin's cyber response data team has seen a 60% increase in cybersecurity incidents over just the last 2 years. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents to be on the lookout for healthcare scams as open enrollment season gets underway. According to agency officials, scammers will contact residents during the open enrollment period, claiming they can help them find the best deal for their healthcare. The scammers then request personal information from their potential victim, including their Medicare ID or Social Security number. Agency officials are warning residents to be wary of unsolicited calls during the open enrollment period. The city of Eau Claire has announced a significant donation towards its efforts to renovate Mount Simon Park. City officials say they've received a $300,000 donation from the Jane Honnadell Estate for improved amenities at the park. The funding from the donation will go towards the installation of new playground equipment as well as construction of a new pavilion. Construction on the playground equipment will take place over the course of about a week this fall, and construction on the new pavilion is scheduled to take place sometime next year. Organizers of the Breakthrough T1D Walk in Rice Lake over the weekend say the inaugural event raised nearly $17,000. The event was held at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire Barron County campus and sought to raise awareness about type 1 diabetes and raise money for ongoing research and advocacy efforts. Organizers set an initial goal of raising $15,000, far surpassing that total by the end of the event. Around 150 area residents came out to participate in the two-mile walk on Saturday morning. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Yahoo Entertainment is reporting big changes at Apple TV+. Just how big? They are removing the plus, so it will just be Apple TV. I realize that only sounds like a typing issue, but Apple says their new identity will be vibrant, despite removing a positive character from the company name. This is a similar form of identity crisis as the one HBO Max went through when it became Max and now is transitioning back to just HBO. That's like Pepsi Cola dropping the Pepsi part and just calling it Cola. Maybe now that Apple TV is removing the plus means they will minus the price that they just increased by $3 a month to $12.99. Can't blame a guy for trying. It's been over 2 hours since Taylor Swift has introduced a new product for Swifties to empty their pockets for. Well, time is up, as Tay-Tay has announced a new 6-episode Disney Plus series titled The End of an Era. The show will follow her Eras tour. Makes sense. And the final episode will be a concert video of the tour. The masterpiece drops December 12th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any light showers or sprinkles coming to an end as we'll see plentiful clouds out there for your Wednesday. East winds and highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, showers looking likely as they develop once again. Temperatures dropping to near the 50-degree mark. Right now, it's 48.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dan Hagen, you were out hunting. How did that go?
This buck is eluding me, so I'm just trying new things. I bought designated hunting clothes that I'm going to wash with special detergent that has no scent on it.
People get into the scent, and there's all kinds of things people try to do. I don't know that the science is conclusive. Otherwise, everybody would have success every time. You got to try what you can try, right?
That's spending money for no real reason, probably, at the end of the day.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian, TV host, and host of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel. Then Tim Sowers from the Overture Center joins me to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Calzone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, 855-752-4842. You can leave a text. Mm-hmm. You can call. You can also leave a voice note.
Absolutely.
And if you can leave a comment as well, if you're watching on the live stream, good morning, live stream.
Hi, live stream.
On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. This is the portion of the show that we call Audio Sorbet, where we lighten things up, get away from the news. Essentially, we attempt to
clean your ears with fun.
So here is today's Audio Sorbet question. We were talking about this as we were putting the show together this morning. Guys, specifically, do you pedicure? Have you ever had a pedicure? 855-752-4842. Have you ever had a pedicure? That is our today's Audio Sorbet question. I think a lot of women do. You go for a mani-pedi.
Mm-hmm.
I have talked to a couple guys who have gotten pedicures, and they loved it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah. I would also, I mean, I know we're directing this towards guys, but I'd like to know if you don't.
Why?
Why not? And yeah. And the reason why I ask is specifically for, and I'm going to call you out, Calvin, but it's because I love and I want to share and I want to connect with people. But there's a specific reason why you've never done it, and it's not what I think people would expect from guys. Calvin, why is it that you have not gotten a pedicure ever?
Well, I can't say this is the sole reason or
the sole reason,
even the primary reason.
Nice.
But I have ticklish feet and I kind of am worried about that.
There you go. Understood.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that completely. They're pretty good about that.
Yeah.
Once, you know, if you go to the, I go to the same person mm-hmm. and have for a long time, and I'm really ticklish too, Calvin.
Yeah.
But he will be very careful.
Yeah.
Not to make me lose my mind.
And if they start tickling you, get up and walk out. Well, you didn't pay for that. You did not pay for that at all.
No, if you tell him, you know, if you tell him, just be careful, I'm really ticklish, mm-hmm. they'll probably do that. 855-752-4842. Have you ever had a pedicure? Guys, in particular, just curious. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would like it. I really do.
Yeah.
No, Dave, you're not on my bed sheet.
I don't understand where that came from.
I don't either. Not at all, Dave.
What happened, Dave?
We love you.
We love you, Dave. We love New Berlin.
Dan from Wausau on WXCO. I've never had such a thing. Not that there's anything wrong with that in a Seinfeld voice.
Yeah.
Andrew from Maine, listening on WAUK. I've had a pet cured, but it wasn't a boy dog.
You know what? Don't be funnier than me, Andrew, okay? I don't have much in life. I don't have Jane's brains and or looks or talent. I don't have Calvin's know-how brains and or looks and or talent. All I have is my humor, and sometimes that falls flat. Don't be funnier than me.
855-752-4842. Guys, specifically, ladies too.
Yeah.
Just curious, do you pedicure? Have you had a pedicure?
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about a pedicure? Are you pedicure curious?
Are you pedicurious?
Pedicurious. Oh, I like it.
I hate myself.
That's the whole name for the segment. No. Brett from Brown Deer is on the line. Good morning, Brett. Thanks so much for joining us. What about you?
Hey, guys. That's a great topic. No, I've never had a pedicure, but every year my wife's Thai, so we go back to Thailand.
Yep.
Okay.
And last 2 years or 2 years ago, they have those fish tanks.
Yes.
Yes. Where they nibble on your toes.
Oh my God. Talk about ticklish. I'm really ticklish. It was so hard to keep my feet in there, and I'm laughing, and it goes on a while.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, though, it really felt like a chemical peel or something.
I believe it.
So mm-hmm. I could feel it different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it gets you all nice and smooth and, like, baby toes and all those things.
I've got the feet of a baby's butt right now.
But I can see that, Brett, with being really ticklish. With those little minnows.
I don't want to assume what you look like, Brett, but from your voice. And by the way, I just want to say really quick, while you're on the phone, you texted earlier. I just want to say thank you for your service. Thank you for your text. that doesn't go unnoticed, and we appreciate your sacrifice. But also, your voice strikes me as a gruff guy, a manly guy, and I just want to picture you with fish nibbling at your feet and you going, tee-hee-hee-hee.
I kind of used to look a little bit like a biker.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, well, when everybody thanks me for my service,
yeah,
I always tell them it really was an honor and a privilege.
Thank you.
And thank you all for paying taxes so I could.
Thank you. Yes.
You're awesome, Brett.
Thank you very much. Thank you for contacting. Awesome, that was a got some goosebumps right there.
Thank you so much, Brett. Really appreciate it. And thanks for joining in on this. Guys, specifically, ladies too, do you pedicure? Are you pedicurious? At 855-752-4842. Tony on the live stream says, nothing against it. I just don't care about it too much. Plus, I have three kids, so I'm too busy. I get that.
That just sounds like excuses for not pampering yourself. Have a me day. I'll come up there. I'll take care of the kids. Trust me, I'm cool. And you go pamper yourself. And I say that because I was so against pedicure. That's how this all came up. Once again, we don't plan audio sorbet. It just happens during the prep.
When we're kicking things around.
And I said that I was very against pedicures, and it wasn't for manly reasons, because if you know me, not manly. It just kind of weirded me out. Not a big feet person, don't really enjoy the looks of them. But I went up to San Francisco to see my brother-in-law with my wife, and my brother-in-law, God love him, he's not so much a planner with saying, hey, what do you want to do? He's a planner who says, we're doing this. And he got us pedicures. And I will say it opened my eyes a whole new world, and I love them. I don't do them all the time, but I do indulge when I can. And I would say they actually, it's a pampering thing, but you feel the difference.
You do feel the
difference. It's not just like, oh, I'm going to get my nails done. It makes you feel good, but a pedicure actually, especially if you have feet that need attention, it'll make you walk different. It'll make your feet feel different. I mean, I used to have something on the side of my big toe that was just like
big callus or something.
It wasn't callus so much, but like there was no feeling right there. It was I don't know how to describe it. It just felt like hard skin, and someone just took a pumice thing and boom. It has actual benefits too, and that's what I would say is, like, it's not just treating yourself, but see how you feel afterwards.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Do you pedicure is today's audio sorbet question. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, absolutely.
Yay. That's
just part of something you have to do to take care of yourself. And I'd rather somebody else cut those claws than me. So.
I mean, feet can be kind of gnarly anyway, right, Troy?
And I didn't for a long time, but, you know, as I've aged, it's easier for somebody else. It's harder for me to bend down there. So, you know, and reach those. So, and I'll be texting you pictures from Boston on Saturday.
Yay!
My stepdaughter lives up there, and I've got to go up and fix a couple of things up there for her. So I'm going to a rally up there instead of Mount Horeb.
Love it.
Send us pictures, Troy. Send us pictures.
You can also email them to janesays@civicmedia.us. Send those pictures to us. We want to see about your rally pictures. Also, speaking of pictures, Brett sent pictures of the fishicure.
Thank you, Troy.
Thank you very much, Troy, for reaching out. And yes, everything about what I thought Brett looked like is true.
Oh, that's so
I expected
awesome.
A mustache or a beard. But yes, and his face is like, ooh, it's amazing.
Oh, I bet that was so he was so ticklish.
Brett, can you text us? I don't know if I would love to share these on our socials if possible. If not, I won't share them. And if we can't, I won't share them. But this is wonderful. I think this, because I want to speak to David, who's listening in Richland Center right now, who says, no pedicure because my feet are ugly and they would need an industrial grinder to tackle that job. I understand that. I think that's one of the reasons why I didn't do it. Self-consciousness.
Because you think these are so bad, right?
They've seen worse.
Oh, absolutely.
And even if they haven't, they don't judge.
No.
And honestly, I'm going to put a guarantee, because if Bob Jr. can make comments about autism and Tylenol, I can say this with confidence. You will feel better after you had it done. And especially with what Troy was saying with regard to clipping the toenails, That's important just for the health of your feet because ingrown toenails are a thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They can really work on your cuticles and make sure they're healthy. That's the other thing, too. It's just like your fingernails. You got to be healthy or there can be problems. So, yeah.
Jenny on the live stream, they're especially helpful for folks who have trouble reaching their toes or have circulation issues. Men deserve good things, too. You are absolutely right, Jenny. Yes, they do.
God, I cannot speak to that enough. And that is a huge, huge thing for men to really, it's difficult.
Well, it's trying to get past all those stereotypes, right? And what has been ingrained in us for so long.
Yeah. And
that
I think
real men don't do this. Well, back in the day, good heavens, if you watch Mad Men, they got manicures.
Manicures. They got
regularly.
They got pedicures. They wore nice suits. They had their custom tailor suits. I think, you know, I know this is sorbet, but I'm going to take a moment. And I say this with all knowledge that what women go through is a struggle and it's hard. And I'm not comparing and saying it's just as or worse. But unless you're a guy, I think especially living in America, you don't understand. It's hard to understand. Not you don't. It's hard to understand these weird pressures because it's not like the pressures of Hollywood to say, look pretty, Jane. It's the pressures from society saying, don't cry because you're a man. You must provide because you're a man. Don't do that. You're a man. You don't have time for that. You're a man. It's difficult. And unfortunately, it's ingrained by our parents and our grandparents because so on and so forth. So if getting a pedicure is the one thing you can do that can take care of yourself, feel good, and maybe feel better, go
do
for it. And don't tell anybody either. You don't have to tell anybody. Just try it. I
just
want you to try it.
Absolutely. Dan from Wausau, I love this so much. Yeah. Texting in from WXCO. Oh, no. Will Jesse Waters at Fox call me beta and take away my man card? LOL.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Dan
just
in Wausau.
Just don't use a straw, Dan, because that apparently is revocable offense for a man card.
Or eating ice cream
in no
public.
Ice cream.
Or voting for a Democrat.
Yeah, that'll make you a woman, too. Apparently.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I'm all for it and I think it's great. And I think it's something you should do. And women, if you're out there and you have the same feeling as Dan does and you're self-conscious about your feet, I get that too. Go for it.
Trust me, after the winter, because I don't get pedicures during the winter, when I go for the first time in spring, I always apologize. It's like, I know it's disgusting. I'm really sorry. They stick your feet in there for 15 minutes.
Can I tell you a really quick story about a pedicure going wrong? Or do we have some? Okay. I thought someone had some on the phone. I went to get a pedicure. My fifth anniversary with my wife, we got like an all day spa and I did a Parafem dip and the Parafem was so hot, it burned my foot. So don't do that. Don't do a Parafem dip.
Get a pedicure.
Get a pedicure. Treat yourself.
Andrew from Maine says pedicure is feet, right? I mean, I haven't had either sets of my nails painted, hands or feet or other treatment done. Aside from dropping a tire on my foot, I don't think that counts even if it turned colors.
I get footicures and handicures all the time. What are you talking about?
All right. When we return, this shouldn't be a thing. We'll end the show. The Mothman cometh. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air on the vast statewide, countrywide. Pick us up around the world on the Civic Media Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trade me. She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Days 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Earth Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local civic media radio station.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show tomorrow, friend, colleague, host of Amicus, a law review, Saturdays at 9 o'clock. Jim Santel will be here in hour number one. There is a big case going up before the Supreme Court today.
Civil rights, or voting rights.
Voting rights.
And he has said before on his show that this will probably be the most important decision to come out of this court for this term. And we need to keep our eyes on it. And Jim will delve deeper into it. And if you want to know more about his show, listen to Amicus, a law review, every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., a fascinating look into the world of law, a thorough but very digestible breakdown of what's coming out of the world of law from the lower courts to the highest court of the land. And it's great. And you can always listen to it. If you can't listen to it live, you can go to civicmedia.us/shows, download the episodes, listen to it anytime you want, or subscribe to it as a podcast.
And J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, their sports guru, we're going to join us in hour number two. Game three tomorrow night.
We're going to talk about the Packers. We're going to talk about the Badgers. We're going to talk about baseball.
We'll probably talk a little baseball.
Baseball.
As well. That is all coming up tomorrow.
Why does baseball kill me?
Right now, 10:54, Calvin, that means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This from NPR, Bill Chappell, with the byline, devotees of the mysterious Mothman descend on its West Virginia hometown. Every September, Streets in Point Pleasant, West Virginia are taken over by Mothman, the mysterious creature just like Bigfoot who has inspired books, movies, podcasts, and devoted fans. The 2025 Mothman Festival. Many people in costume.
Shocking.
Walking beneath giant inflatables with Mothman to the Ghostbusters Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. For celebrating a dark and mysterious being, the vibe at the Mothman Festival is surprisingly uplifting. Eric Johnson, visiting from Chicago, says West Virginia is beautiful and Mothman is to die for.
That's what he wants.
Mothman's local origins came in a late-night sighting in 1966.
Sighting. Air quotes.
Yeah. In 1966, two young couples reported seeing and being chased by a towering winged humanoid creature just outside of Point Pleasant, West Virginia. The story sparked interest and established Mothman as a famous unverified creature. But for the folks in Point Pleasant, it is undeniably real.
And this, kids, is why you should always say no to drugs.
People line up for pictures with the giant Mothman statue, often including front and rear angles because of the figure's famously shaped derriere, dubbed the Shiny Hiney.
Mothman works out.
Summer Maddox from California said she is wearing a form-fitting, curve-hugging black bodysuit with a black hand-painted moth cape, red spectacles, red contact lenses that I made for the costume to embody Mothman. This is my expression of the female version of Mothman.
Okay.
Mothman Festival started in the early 2000s, The Big Boost, a movie with Richard Gere and Laura Linney called The Mothman Prophecies. I have never heard of that.
Oh, I have. Wait, you have? Laura Linney?
Laura Linney. Oh, Richard Gere.
They were in Primal Fear together, too. That was a good movie. But, yeah, okay.
There is a Mothman Museum.
Of course there is.
A corner store that holds memorabilia, newspaper clippings, and eyewitness accounts of Mothman sightings.
Where's the Mothman Museum? Steve's house.
Mothman Festival draws 20,000 people.
Yeah.
To Point Pleasant, West Virginia, which has a population of 5,000. It has turned into a three-day festival. Millions now flow through Point Pleasant, West Virginia over the weekend. This is Christmas for us, says a local retailer, probably as much as the whole year put together.
I wonder if they have a 5K where they're running into the Mothman. People dress up as Mothman run after you. Because they did that in Milwaukee one year. Like a zombie dash or something where you're running
and
you get chased by these people dressed as zombies. I mean, I love the economic impact and I love the fun, but it's the people out there who are like, but you don't understand, man. The government wants us to not believe it's true.
In Mothman.
Richard Gere was trying to tell us something.
Hope Love, who grew up in Point Pleasant and sells handmade crafts, including Mothman potholders, said that Mothman put Point Pleasant on the map. About 2 months ago, I had someone in here from Taiwan and someone from Germany. This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mothman Festival.
Mm-hmm.
All thanks to Roger and Linda Scarberry and Steve and Mary Mallett, who reported in 1966 they had been chased down the road by a man with wings, glowing red eyes, 6 to 7 feet tall.
Sure.
Whatever makes you happy.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
I just want a Mothman potholder now because they exist.
Well, there you go. Well, now, Christmas is coming.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening and watching on the stream.
Yeah.
It genuinely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it here. News is coming up next, followed by Tom Hartman on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court's hearing arguments in a case out of Louisiana that challenges a key part of the Voting Rights Act. CBS's Katie Weiss says it's a rehearing of a lawsuit over Louisiana's redrawn congressional map.
African Americans make up a third of the state's population, and they're saying that they deserve adequate representation that shows, it speaks to that population number.
On day 15 of the government shutdown, House Speaker Mike Johnson says members of the U.S. military are getting paid today.
The Department of War has now redirected unspent funds to ensure that our troops are taken care of.
At a NATO meeting overseas, Defense Secretary Hegseth says members are moving to buy more American weapons.
Pearl is the initiative where European countries buy U.S. weapons, transfer to NATO for the fight in Ukraine to bring peace to that conflict.
Ukraine's president meets with President Trump on Friday. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.